The last time we saw this was in maybe 2008 when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama went wire to wire before Obama won the nomination. But usually the presidential nomination is sewn up pretty early. Case in point, John McCain in 2008, he won the Republican nomination by March 3rd. And that means all those states that have primaries in April or May, they just forget about it because there's no contest at stake. So it's very unusual and exciting for Indiana to be in the spotlight this year because right now Donald Trump has still not reached the 1,237 delegates needed for the nomination on the Republican side. And Hillary Clinton, while she does have a huge advantage over Bernie Sanders among all the delegates total, she hasn't wrapped that up yet either. So both Democrats and Republicans have reasons to go to the polls today in Indiana.
So what's at stake for the presidential candidates?
It's more urgent for the Republicans because many Republicans will tell you that Donald Trump having won big in New York on April 19th and then the following week sweeping all five primaries, this Indiana is the state to do it. It has a lot of social conservatives, the kind that might back Ted Cruz otherwise. And so the Never Trump crowd is very strongly looking at Indiana, hoping that this could be the place where their dreams of a contested convention will continue.
Now, Ted Cruz and John Kasich formed a political alliance in which Kasich is basically just staying out of Cruz's way in Indiana for campaigning. Is this a bit odd, considering that Kasich is the governor of a neighboring state?
You know, I feel the same exact way. I thought that given the fact that John Kasich has won only one contest so far, but in his neighboring state of Ohio, why not give him a shot in Indiana, which is nearby, and let Ted Cruz, who's done well in the West in the past, go on to compete unimpeded in Oregon and New Mexico. But that's not what Cruz and Kasich have worked out. Cruz really wants a one-on-one. And to be honest, the fact is Ted Cruz seems to be the only candidate with a chance of stopping Donald Trump. And right now, it looks like his dreams of doing so in Indiana may be coming to an end. But you think of all the things that were done in advance to make this happen for Cruz. The alliance with Kasich, the perhaps shotgun marriage with Carly Fiorina, all that seems to be done with Indiana in mind. And of course, if it doesn't succeed, then all that will be for naught.
What do you think the strategy was behind Governor Mike Pence's endorsement of Ted Cruz?
I think there's been a lot of pressure on him from the beginning. I think social conservatives feel that he is more closely aligned with a Ted Cruz kind of candidate than Donald Trump, who has views about abortion and free trade that is anathema to many conservatives. But having said that, he knows that he has a tough race for re-election in November. And I think that while he did endorse Ted Cruz, he did not say anything critical of Donald Trump. He applauded Trump for bringing more voters to the arena. And I think, obviously, Pence needs to know that he's going to need to have a united party if he's going to win a second term this fall.
So do you think Indiana could be up for grabs in the general election this year?
I do. First of all, it's one of those rare states where President Obama won and lost. He won it in 2008 against John McCain, lost it in 2012 to Mitt Romney. It's kind of a state that can go either way. And of course, there are a lot of these so-called Republican states that the GOP usually wins in presidential races. But because Donald Trump is such a controversial figure, kind of an unknown figure as far as how Republicans will stay with him in November, there are a lot of Republicans who are just nervous about states like Indiana. And they are fearful that if Trump is weak at the top of the ticket, it could jeopardize their Senate candidate as well as Governor Pence. So there's a lot riding in Indiana, not only on the presidential race.
Did you expect Indiana to play such a critical role in the primary election season?
No, but you know something, as a political junkie, I'm excited for it because I just remember, like, for example, in 2000 for the Democrats, Al Gore defeated Bill Bradley in Iowa and New Hampshire, and that was it. It was over. In 2004, John Kerry defeated Howard Dean and John Edwards in the early contest, and it was over early. I love the fact that we don't know for sure who's going to win the nomination. I love the fact that the battles for the nomination go on for those states that have long suffered out of the spotlight, always knowing that their votes don't matter. They do matter, and they certainly matter in 2016. And I'm thrilled that Indiana has that opportunity.